from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Sunday, August 13th, 2023, and it's 7:47 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 13 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August. I'm going to open up a fine Tecate here. I have a feeling it's going to explode because I dropped the cooler. It did not explode. I'm in San Diego, California. Let me take a sip. I'm parched. I need a sip of the fourth Tecate of the day. Oh, that is always the best. The fourth one of the day. I'm at a Motel 6, room 243 in San Diego, California. I'm rooming with Andy. The shows have officially came to an end. All's left now but the crying and the drive back to San Francisco. Last night we played Alex's Bar. Tonight we played a place called The Holding Company. So back to Alex's Bar. Last night it was us and a bunch of other bands. The band that came on before us was called The Infamous Stiffs. The singer, Scotty, was the lead singer for a band called Verbal Abuse, and I was a huge Verbal Abuse fan. They were a San Francisco band, and I came to all their shows, and I was at the merch booth, and I saw a t-shirt, or not t-shirts, but an album, a Verbal Abuse album, and I said, oh man, I like this album. Maybe this guy in the Infamous Stiffs was in Verbal Abuse, and I looked on the back, and sure enough, Scotty was in his Infamous. So I went and talked to him for a while, and I told him how much of a huge fan I was, so that was cool. They were rocking. They were really great. The Handsome Dick, it was my worst show of the tour. So bad that Craig was upset with me for a little while because my wireless kept cutting out. I don't know what was going on. Something in that room that was killing my wireless, and I don't know what it was. Alex's Bar, apparently, I think I played there with Jet Boy. Us and Veins of Jenna, I think, opened up. But the place has been remodeled. The TV show on HBO. Remember that vampire show, True Blood? Well, apparently True Blood came in there and shot some scenes there and totally remodeled the entire club and gave the bar owner, I guess Alex is the bar owner, I don't know, gave the bar owner a bunch of money to redo it. Did I say that yesterday's show? I may have, but if I'm repeating myself, I apologize, friends. I'm a no fucking sleep at all. So I had shitloads of problems. Manitoba told really long stories, and he was telling really long stories on this on the entire tour. Every time he would tell a story, you would think the audience was gonna get bored and walk away. Not happening on this tour. Everybody was glued to every word he said. He'd go 5 minutes on stories. Last night, and by the way, I'm trying to tell him, you know, hey, let's get this thing moving along, but he didn't listen to me. You tell him to do something, he'll do the opposite. Sound familiar? But last night, he would tell the fucking hipsters in the LA area, man, they're too cool for the room. So nobody was, so you could hear talking and people walking away and bored. And that's one thing I don't like about the LA area. Just everybody's just too cool for the room. But anyway, so that didn't feel too good. I was pissed off at that. And I had a shitty night. But I did see what made the night worth it was Bob Heslep, friend of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, showed up with a $100 value for value donation. Thank you, Bob Heslip. It was really cool seeing him. We talked for quite a while, and he was going to come to tonight's show in San Diego as well, but I guess something happened. He couldn't make it. It was really nice seeing him, and he said he enjoyed it. I think he was being kind. But all in all, it was a pretty good show, except for my equipment problems and the asshole audience that was not paying Manitoba the respect that he deserved. So we got back to the room about 3 a.m. I was so upset from having a shitty show. I had the restless night sleep. I may have gotten 2 full hours of sleep. We had to get up and leave the hotel by 11. I tossed and turned all night, had all kinds of weird dreams. Could have been the pot that Andy smoked with me, I don't know, but I'm going to blame it on somebody else besides myself. So we made it to San Diego, a place called The Holding Company. Really nice club, right on the beach. I mean, right by this pier in San Diego. A really cool club. And there was punk rock karaoke was going on after us. Manitoba was going to sing two songs. The punk rock karaoke consists of... anyway, I'll get to that point. The show, this was our best show of the entire tour. We played the best. It was... nobody was overly trying. It was just a fun show. Manitoba was at the top of his game, vocally and wit-wise. I mean, the guy was, he was laying off the one-liners like there was, he was like Henny Youngman and Don Rickles. Everybody was glued on his word. They were laughing. They were loving the band. Not a big crowd. I'm going to say maybe 60, 70 people, which has been, the crowds throughout the tour have been anywhere from about 60 people to about maybe 150 people. Respectable. It's what I was expecting. I was fearing sometimes that there may be 5 people in the audience, but that didn't happen, so that was good. It was a special 6 days. Everybody got along. We played great. Everybody other than me with equipment problems last night. But all the comments were people that saw the other version, opening for the Damned, and people that saw this version. There was no comparison, they said. Manitoba has gotten older, like I said before, but the guy has so much motherfucking... I'm going to try to stop cussing. I'm learning to stop cussing because of my granddaughter, by the way. My daughter, I have to change my language because of the granddaughter. Where was I? Manitoba has so much freaking charisma, even that he's gotten older. I absolutely love this guy. I truly do. It was a great time for me to play with him, and it was just and a great time to be on tour with 5 guys who all seem to like each other. So, Holding Company, we played great tonight. Everybody loved it. I went to get some merch for my wife, and there was hardly any merch left. So Manitoba sold out of merch, pretty much. Maybe had a few t-shirts left, but it was none of the I Heart Dick shirts. Manitoba got all the money for the merch, so that was good. And here we are at the Motel 6. Oh, and so what went on after us was punk rock karaoke. And Manitoba sang Search and Destroy and a Dead Boys tune with Sonic Reducer with the guys. And I'm walking back to our dressing room, and I saw Greg Hetson from Circle Jerks. And I walked up and I said, "You're Keith Morris." Like a fucking dumbass. And he goes, "No, I'm Greg Hetson." I said, "Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I'm a huge Circle Jerks fan. Can't you tell I got your name wrong?" I knew it was Greg Hetson. I don't, for some reason, I get around people who I idolized growing up, and I put my foot in my mouth. So that was embarrassing. But he was nice about it. And so he was one of the guitar players. And the other guitar player was Stan, I think his name, my last name might be Stanley, but he was from the Dickies, the guitar player of the Dickies. And I saw him backstage, and I said, you were in the Dickies, right? You're Stan? And he's, yeah. And I fanboyed out on both these guys. They were both embarrassed. I was fanboying out so much. That's why I don't like to talk to people like that, because I come across as a real fucking douchebag. But I think they saw the sincerity of my fandom. So Manitoba got up and played with them. We are back now. It was a 4:30 show, so we're back at a respectable hour. I'm gonna get some sleep. We have a long drive back tomorrow. I'm rooming with Andy. I'm gonna drink some beers. We have some tacos being delivered, and I'm gonna smoke some pot and drink some beer and get wasted and get a good night's sleep. This thing is done. It's in the can. Memories to last a lifetime. He has some shows booked on the East Coast. And I'm putting it out there to the universe that this band is going to be his backing band on the East Coast. We'll see if it happens. Because if he plays with the band he has over there, he's going to lose the momentum, I think, that he gained from the West Coast. But we'll see what happens. Put it out there, friends. It's over. But it was fun. Did you have fun, Andy?
Yes. Tons of fun.
It was a good time. So here we are in San Diego. Thank you for listening, friends. I spun the iTunes wheel and came up with Degeneration from No Lunch, a song called Too Loose. And I just happened to be wearing a No Lunch shirt on stage tonight. What are the odds that I'd spin the iTunes wheel and something from No Lunch came up? Speaking of degeneration, prayers for Jesse Mallon, who had a massive stroke. I don't know, I'm sure you, maybe some of you know that, maybe some of you don't, but he's still in a wheelchair. And say your prayers, say the prayer to the rock and roll gods for Jesse Mallon of Degeneration. This is from No Lunch. This song is called Too Loose. Thanks for the donations. Again, thank you, Bob Heslip. It was nice hearing from you. He started the fun Butler owning five houses, the bit. Thank you, Bob Heslip. You now live in infamy. And thank you for the donations. Please keep the donations, everybody, because without your donations, this show would die a horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. It's value for value. So if you get anything out of this, help your brother out. All right, friends. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find the show. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Thank you for all the comments about Dog Days. If you're enjoying the Dog Days, thank you, friends. If you're not enjoying it, when I'm back in San Francisco and Manitoba's gone, I'll have time for more long Rock and Roll Geek shows, friends. Okay? Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek. Don't ask. I got some more videos I'll be posting of these shows as well. Here is Degeneration from No Lunch. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends.
Time, one more day as the weeks go by. Do me off for kicks. He fixed that when you were six. Gave you a car and therapy. Golden cage of apathy. See?
the Rock and Roll Geek Train Wreck.